You're listening to SBS News.
Drowning is the leading cause of accidental death in Australian children under 4 years old. That is the finding of a new report from the Royal Life Saving and Surf Life Saving Australia that also finds 18 children under the age of 5 were among the total of 249 people who died in the country's waters in the past year. Royal Life Saving Research and Policy National Manager Amy Peden says swimming pools prove to be the most dangerous setting for small children. She says 36% of those who drowned in swimming pools were under age 5 and over half of them had fallen in.
You know, for children under 5, the age group most vulnerable to drowning, that's about active adult supervision, not looking at your phone, it's actively supervising, being within arm's reach of young children when they're in and around water. And pool fencing is also very important for that age group as well.
Ms. Peden says the total number of drownings is good news in a sense, but still tragic.
This is actually the lowest number on record. So while we're very pleased with that result, I guess we are still making the community aware that 249 families have lost loved ones in preventable tragedies, and we want to, I guess, get the message out about water safety in the lead up to the warmer months.
In an Australian first, the data also reveals that in just 1 year, the combined effects of drownings and near drownings cost Australia almost $1.5 billion. The huge toll includes health system costs, emergency service costs, productivity costs, and more. Still, Ms. Peden cites a downward trend in the number of drownings while cautioning about a range of factors.
A 14% reduction year on year. I guess that's why we also try and look to the 10-year average, because you can have yearly fluctuations with, you know, cooler than average summers. For example, we are in a drought. So one of the trends I definitely saw in the 17-18 data is that there were nowhere near as many flood-related deaths.
Ms. Peden says the figures do not show new migrants making a huge impact on the number of drownings, but she cites overseas visitors as a distinct part of the issue.
For the 2017-18 financial year, we were able to look at visitor status. About 3/4 of people drowned within 100 kilometres of their home postcode, so they were local people to the area. In terms of cultural diversity, that's quite difficult to get, but we do know that there were 17 deaths of people who were overseas tourists from different cultures and different countries from our own who may be unfamiliar with our aquatic locations.
Drownings in creeks and streams accounted for 1 in 4 of the deaths overall. The second leading location was along beaches, followed by what are termed ocean and harbour locations. The report is the second in a series that also analyses near drownings. When drownings and near drownings were combined, the total rose to about 800 incidents across the nation. Royal Life Saving also points to far too much alcohol being consumed around waterways, with studies showing 2 in 5 men who drowned had drugs and or alcohol in their systems. Charlotte Lamb, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website, or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.